Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders infielder Max Wagner for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. In part two, we started by discussing his relationship with his dad, Paul, who was a hitting coach during his time in Wisconsin growing up.
Do you remember a time that he said something on the hitting side or baseball side that really stuck with you that you still think about?
Whew. I mean, there's been a lot because obviously, you know, being my dad, we pretty much talk all the time, especially when I lived at the house. But I think probably the biggest thing, it's more of like my dad, but also my agent. In college, actually, we kind of went back to more of the basics of what I was good at, and that was like right center field approach and like wanting to drive everything that way. So my dad's always been a proponent on that like approach. But when I first got to pro ball, you know, I kind of got introduced to pull side flight and want to pull the ball, have some slugs, stuff like that. So I kind of got away from it. So, you know, just kind of getting back to those roots a little bit, that's kind of something that I just remember from way back that has kind of stuck with me.
Then on to Clemson, as we're joined by Max Wagner. I know that your dad's business partner had a connection with Clemson, and that's why you went initially. But when you first got on campus and first started getting introduced to college baseball, what was that like?
You know, coming from Wisconsin to South Carolina and, you know, going from a small, like, area for baseball to a Power 5 conference is definitely a rude awakening for sure. You know, there was definitely a lot of failure right away. But that's, you know, that's what I use to just learn from that kind of stuff and help me become a more successful player on the failures that I encountered early on there. So it was definitely a grind, I guess, to develop and get through, you know, the first part of college. And that just, I think, set me up for what came in the future.
There was a stretch at the end of your final year in 2022 there that you were one of the hottest hitters in all of college baseball. When you're going through something like that, what is your mental like? What was that experience like?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, it's easy to say when things are going good, like you don't really think of anything. Like you really don't, but like when you're not hitting well, that's when you really start to think. So it's really like I really wasn't thinking of anything. You know, the connections I had with my teammates, like it almost just felt like we were playing like wiffle ball or something like that. And it was like we would show up every day to play and then we'd go back and we'd hang out all as buddies. And it was almost just like, I don't know, like we were able to set both sides like off the field and on the field stuff like away from each other and not like, game's done and now I go back to my apartment or whatever and I'm just thinking of the game. Like it was completely like separate, so I was just able to keep a free mind and that stuff. And honestly, with this new stint with the Rangers, like that's kind of what my mind or mentality is just like I just be free and just go out there and play and see what happens.
Transition to pro ball can be kind of tough for some guys who have that college experience because it is so much about winning and the camaraderie. How was that transition, I guess, emotionally for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in college, like you said, it's about winning. And, you know, winning the ACC and winning the national championship. And then pro ball, you know, it's obviously everyone wants to win. But then it's, you know, a little bit more individual based. So, yeah, there's definitely a difference. But I think I still kept the same approach to that as just like just being able to wanting to win no matter what. And obviously, you know, if I'm doing well, hopefully the team's doing well. If I'm not doing well, I'm still going to make sure that the team's doing well and picking guys up and stuff like that.
We're joined by Max Wagner. What was draft day like for you in the second round pick?
Yeah, I had a bunch of buddies over, family, friends, and I actually got drafted during a commercial. So I knew that I was going to get picked about 7 picks before. Only me and my dad knew because I texted my dad. So commercial came on and saw Orioles selection pick is in or whatever. And then I see my name and one of my other buddies saw it. And he turns around and goes, "Dude, no way." And I obviously now I'm like, yep, but nobody else knew. My now wife was actually asleep at the party because it was taking so long. And she like wakes up and everybody's like, what's going on? So then we get past the commercial and then the announcement was made. So it was just a great celebration.
That's awesome. Do you remember your welcome to pro ball moment?
I mean, pretty much every day is still a welcome to pro ball moment. I mean, seeing starters, you know, 95 plus pretty much every night and different movements, stuff like that, I just feel like, and I'm seeing it still to this day, like, that's always a welcome to pro ball. Like, no matter, like, you go from high school to college to pro ball, there's always going to be jumps, but just the jump from college to pro ball is just so much more bigger. Like, it was, every day is always a welcome to pro ball moment for me.
Awesome. Max Wagner, our guest, and thanks so much for joining us. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We'll be right back.